Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, once food was brought to him whilst he was fasting. In other words, food was brought for iftar to break his fast. فَقَالَ قُتِلَ مُصَّبُ بْنُ عُمَيْرٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. When he saw this food coming to him, his mind went to a sahabi by the name of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, has mentioned yesterday that in Islam he was from Makkah and a very well-to-do youngster, affluent family, everything he had, so to speak, as far as wealth is concerned. So this youngster had given up everything for the sake of Islam. And he was sent to Madinatul Munawwara to teach the people Qirat. He was a very good reciter of Quran. He knew Quran well. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had sent him to Madinatul Munawwara to teach Qirat. Now when we go to Medina, normally we hear the Qirat, great Qura reading there. The late Muhammad Ayyub, we hear the Sheikh Subaiti, Sheikh Huzaifi. All these now who are reciting so beautiful Quran, the reward goes to Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. He was the person who was sent to teach the people of Medina Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent him that these people want to learn Quran. He sent him from Makkah al Mukarramah to Medina al Munawwara. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, his mind, when that food came to him, his mind went to this sahabi. That he was such an affluent youngster, and he went to Medina al Munawwara, and he was killed, he was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. And then he says, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي, he was much better than me. But he didn't see this food, this type of food coming to him whilst he was fasting. He didn't see it these days that I'm seeing. فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ لَهُ مَا يُكَفَّنُ فِيهِ إِلَّا بُرْدَةٌ. And when he had passed away, there wasn't sufficient kafan to cover his body except a cloth. إِنْ غُطِّيَ بِهَا رَأْسُهُ بَدَتْ رِجْلَاهُ. If his head had to be covered with that cloth, then his feet would become exposed. وَإِنْ غُطِّيَ بِهَا رِجْلَاهُ بَدَتْ رَأْسُهُ. And if he had to take that cloth, that kafan, and cover his feet, then his head would become exposed. This hadith doesn't explain it, but another hadith it comes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told Sahaba that cover his head and use some date palms, some leaves and grass to cover his feet. ثُمَّ بُسِّطَ لَنَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا بُسِّطَ. Then Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu is saying, now the dunya has opened up for us. In other words, we're eating this luxurious food. Things of the dunya are coming to us. So he was worried. He had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. وَقَالَ, or he said, وَعْطِينَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا عُطِينَا. We have been granted from the dunya what we have been granted. قَدْ خَشِينَا أَن تَكُونَ حَسَنَاتُنَا عُجِّلَتْ لَنَا. He started thinking and saying that I fear that the reward for our good action, Allah Pak is giving us our reward here. In other words, we don't want our reward in this world. We want our reward in the akhirat. I'm fearing that all this goodness that we are now seeing, this is the reward for our goodness, for our actions in this dunya. ثُمَّ جَعْلَ يَبْكِي حَتَّى تَرَكَ الطَّعَامِ. He began crying and weeping so much that he left the food also. So this is when a person has got khashyat, he's got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Then simple things like a food platter coming in front of him, it'll make a person weep and cry, thinking about the favors and the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on a person. Today's hadith of Abi Umama, Suri ibn Ajlan al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ قَطْرَتَيْنِ وَأَثْرَيْنِ. The Sahabi mentions from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there isn't anything more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than two drops and two traces. Traces, something that's been left, something that's left behind is called a trace. So two drops and two traces. قَطْرَةُ دُمُوعٍ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. That drop where a person cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is beloved, very beloved. There isn't anything more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these two drops. One is the drop of tear that comes out from a person's eye out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next is وَقَطْرَةُ دَمٍ تُهْرَقُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The second is a drop of blood that is shed, spilt by a person out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mujahid, etc. The blood that is spilt, that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is a tear and one is a drop of blood. وَأَمَّا الْأَثَرَانِ. And as for the two traces, فَأَثَرٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That trace that is left in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here there's two traces. One is a person going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His footprints, that is a trace. The footprints of the animals. Or nowadays the vehicle is being used, the footprint of the vehicle. And any type of injury or dust or dirt that comes on a person's body, that's all traces. That is very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next thing, وَأَثَرٌ فِي فَرِيضَةٍ مِّن فَرَائِضِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That trace that is left on a person because of him fulfilling some faraz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, because of him performing his salat, now he had to wash his feet, so his heels get cracked. So that trace of that cracking of the heels is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that one is the person is getting reward for the qurbani he is making to read that salah, but even the traces of that heel getting cracked, the dust that is settling, a person in going in hajj and the dust that is coming on his body, those traces of that dust also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. Then ulama give other examples. Sometimes a person may have his skin getting dry because of him sitting in tashahud, or his forehead or his nose, whatever it is. All these are traces. Even the footprints that a person leaves behind walking to the masjid, all these are traces. So therefore in one ayat in Surah Yasin, Allah mentioned, "Inna nahnu nuhyil mawta," then verily we give life to the dead. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, and we record what they have sent forward. In other words, their good deeds, we are recording all that. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, and their traces also we record. In other words, what traces they have left, their footprints, their traces of good deeds that they have left behind. They may have, person may have just built one madrasa or one masjid he might have assisted in, but now people are reading salah. That is the traces of that person that lived. People are reading salah, people are learning in the madrasa. So all that Allah Pak is saying, we are recording it for this person. These continuous traces that he has left behind, we have recorded this also. The traces that he has left on his body, all that Allah Pak is recording. So this is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And besides him giving us so much, even the traces that we leave behind, the little bit difficulties that we go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording that. Allah Pak loves that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us reward for that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And a person shouldn't feel difficult that now the water is cold or it is difficult for me to come. He should think of a hadith like this, that whatever difficulty I'm experiencing, that difficulty also Allah Pak is recording it. Allah Pak doesn't forget it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me for this. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.